This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Thursday, March 28th, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. The Senior Director of External Innovation Investment at Corteva Agriscience says the company's new investment and partnership platform will serve as a vehicle to drive innovation in the ag sector. Tom Green said Corteva Catalyst will look to engage with early-stage ag tech startups in strategic ways.
I think as an organization, we understand and appreciate the level of innovation that's happening outside our organization and our need to tap into that innovation to really complement what we do from a research engine standpoint. We're going to be looking to engage external innovation in ways that are strategic to us as an organization. And, you know, you will hear us say strategic quite a bit because we are looking to identify companies, technologies, partners that have meaningful technology that align to our priorities, our strategic verticals, where we can sort of partner and co-develop and engage in ways that are very intimate and really help, you know, develop technologies that will eventually get in the hands of growers.
The Indianapolis-based agriculture company last week unveiled Corteva Catalyst at the World Agritech Innovation Summit in San Francisco. St. Louis-based Bunge North America plans to begin hiring for 70 full-time jobs at its $550 million soybean processing facility currently under construction in Morristown. The new positions include production, material handling, packaging, warehouse operators, maintenance mechanics, engineers, and quality food safety experts. Bunge broke ground last July on the facility, which will produce soy protein concentrates and textured soy protein concentrates for use in the production of plant-based foods. Construction is set for completion in mid-2025. Putnam County is seeking artists to get creative for its September Mural Festival. Local, national, and international mural artists are encouraged to apply to the Putnam County Mural Project for a chance to take creative control of one of seven walls across the county. Online applications will close April 26. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Ann Pfefferman is a South Bend native and has more than 35 years in the financial services industry. She joined Everwise Credit Union in 1988 and currently serves as Vice President of Business Services. In a special Q&A for our South Bend Elkhart Region Report newsletter during Women's History Month, Pfefferman said she's happy to see how the banking industry has grown for women.
Historically, I think at the time I started, especially in banking, it was exceedingly difficult to see any women in the boardroom at all. And suddenly we had women in the boardroom, but because we had women in the boardroom, they weren't necessarily being heard. Now I'm so happy to be able to look back and see how the entire world has evolved, that we're hearing not just female voices, but everyone's voice. I am a firm believer in collaboration and partnership, and that the sum of our product is better than what we could do individually.
You can read the full Q&A at insideindianabusiness.com. The city of Gary has received a $3 million donation from Hard Rock Casino Northern Indiana, which will unlock additional funding that will go toward blight elimination efforts. Mayor Eddie Melton announced Wednesday that the funding is the result of a blight elimination matching grant program established through Senate Enrolled Act 434, which he authored last year when he was a state senator. The bill makes a $3 million grant from the Northwest Indiana Regional Development Authority available if the city can provide the same amount in matching funds. The funding will specifically support blight elimination in Gary's Metro Transit Development District, located around the city's downtown Broadway corridor. Garmon Construction President Paul Okeson is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.